Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live Strap AB Church Gospel Radio Station, where we will worthy of showing God the praise, for He is worthy to be praised. This is our monthly gospel music concert, but tonight we will put in some arms of Dr. Martin Luther King. We will have the end of Dr. Martin Luther King's last speech, ending with "I've been to the mountaintop," the ending part of that speech. We will first start out with our scripture and then prayer. Scripture, John 8 chapter, 1st through 11th verse. John 8 chapter, 1st through 11th verse. And it reads, "And Jesus went to the mountain of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him. And he sat down to teach them. The teachers of law and prophecies brought in a woman caught in adultery and made her stand before the crowd group and said to Jesus, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. And the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?' They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing me. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. Then they kept on questioning him. He straightened up and said to them, 'If any one of you is without sin, be the first to throw a stone at her.' Again, he stomped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, old ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, 'Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?' 'No one, sir,' he said. 'Then neither do I condemn you,' Jesus declared. 'Go now and leave your life of sin.'" I bless your reading and hear his word. May we pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings bestowed upon us. We thank you for opening up, waking us up, keeping us in my mind, right mind, to do the will that you want us to do. Lead us and guide us through all things, for we are all short of King your glory. And we ask to forgive us all that. We ask you to look upon the sick, the shut in, and all of that are in need of your prayer. Just remind them that when they look up to you, things will be just fine. In your name, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We will start out our gospel music concert with the last part of Martin Luther King's speech, "I've Been to the Mountain," speaking of the child that he got. Well, if you've heard, here it is.
Woman came up I was looking down writing, and I said, yeah. The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a bad Saturday afternoon. That lady had gone through an x-ray review. The tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's to drown in your own blood, that's the end of it. Came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me after the operation. After my chest has been opened and the pain has been taken out, move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states, the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I have received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I forgot what that letter said. But there was another letter. It came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. It said, simply, dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School. She said, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960, when students all over the South started sitting in as lunch counters. And I knew that if they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were done by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had seen, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and end in segregation in interstate travel. If I had seen, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962, when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And when elderly men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere because a man can't ride the back unless it is dead. If I had seen, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. Black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the civil rights bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it does not allow. Really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and if we got spotted on the plane. That was six of them. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay. But we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked. And to be sure that something would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threat, and talk about the threat that was us. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountain top. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Martin Luther King. We will start out our music.
Sing up, Bud Light.
Starting out with "Take Me to the King."
If I try.
And we'll take our little sex talk where we'll have our scriptures of the night. These scriptures related with joy. There's Proverbs 10, chapter 28, verse. The prospect of righteousness is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. 1 Peter 1, chapter 8 and 9, verse. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Isaiah 12, chapter 6, verse. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. And John 16, 22nd verse. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. May God bless the readers and hearers of his word. Now let's get back to our concert. We'll start out with, continue with Don Kirkland's Stand, which was first, that was Don McClurkland, We Fall Down, this stuff.
We thank you. She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? The white lady looked at her and said, if you want to use the phone, you can use the phone. She said, no, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to your closet. Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For Jesus, your grace and mercy brought me. I'm living this moment.
Praise you,
your grace,
your
grace and mercy.
as we end this gospel music concert, if you're still in, or if you're a little bit listening, you are in excitement of praising the Lord. And when you do, as our last song is, you will have joy. God bless you and God keep you.